what happens is within the 19th century and the early 20th century is the whole field of dogmatic theology, which is taken from Scripture and the Confessions, is really in many ways kind of replaced by Luther studies. And the primary question that a lot of Lutheran scholars begin asking is, what did Luther say? And how do we approach Luther? And when that happens, when you get someone like Albrecht Ritschl, and then the later Luther Renaissance of people like Karl Hull and others, they begin to pit Luther very explicitly against the Book of Concord and against the later developed tradition. And it also happens to be the case that they tend to pit Luther against the previous tradition. So what happens is we have Luther as this kind of isolated figure and say, well, the pre-Reformation theologians in the church, they didn't really understand much until Luther came along. You know, I'm kind of exaggerating, but it does tend to often come up this way. So for example, one of the things that you see in a lot of Luther scholarship in the last 100 years is a lot of Lutheran scholars trying to distance Luther from Augustine as much as possible to emphasize discontinuity, because Luther's unique. His ideas are new. When classical Lutheran thought has historically said, yeah, they didn't agree on everything, but Luther gets a lot of his ideas from Augustine. So that also happens with the post-Reformation tradition. So Lutheranism ends up being defined by Luther, not the Book of Concord, not the later tradition. That's all seen as a departure. So when you look at people like Johann Gerhard, that's seen as a reversion to the scholasticism of the Middle Ages. That's not Luther's pure theology. So we have to throw away all of that stuff that's developed in the last, you know, 500 years, other than Luther himself. We just go back to him as this central figure. And I think it's a completely mistaken understanding of what Lutheranism is. It's almost like giving in to the caricature, right? The caricature is, well, you guys call yourselves Lutherans because you just follow Luther, believe whatever he says. And of course we say, no, that's not the case. But it's almost like this is a buying into that caricature and saying, okay, yeah, that's true. We do whatever Luther says, and that is what it is. By saying that, I'm not saying that I believe their interpretation of Luther is correct in these movements. I don't think it is. But even if it was, it really wouldn't matter, because the Lutheran Church is not defined by Luther's statements. The Lutheran Church is defined by the Lutheran Confessions.